Macmillan Audio presents Down a Dark Road by Linda Castillo. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Prologue. 2 years earlier. He waited until the children slept. It was his final kindness. Give them a few more hours of peace before he took them from the thing they loved most, before he shattered their innocence forever. Took something from himself he would never get back. He didn't have a choice. Not now. He'd made the decision months ago, after spending 100 nights tossing and turning beneath sheets damp with nervous sweat. He decided to kill her as he lay next to her, listening to her breathe, her body soft and warm against his. Even as the thought of having her again titillated that dark part of him that had spiraled out of control so long ago he couldn't recall. He parked midway down the lane, walked the 100 or so yards to the house. The smell of rain hung heavy in the air, wet earth and growing things. Thunder growled in the distance, a beast prowling the countryside, hungry and snuffling the air for blood. He crossed the wet grass of the side yard, traversed the sidewalk. It was the same track he'd taken 1,000 times before. Tonight would be the last. He let himself in through the back door that was never locked. Standing in the mudroom, rain dripping to the floor, mud and gravel sticking to his boots. Darkness all around. Propane refrigerator hissing from its place in the corner. Around him, the house slept. He found the shotgun in its usual spot, leaning against the wall, next to the coat rack. His hand shook as he picked it up. Breaking it open, he checked for shells, found it loaded. He started toward the kitchen. The lingering aromas of coffee and this morning's cornmeal mush and maple syrup. Lightning flickered as he crossed through the living room. A snapshot of familiarity. How many times had he sat here with her on that eyesore of a sofa, piled high with homemade pillows, etched with the silly stitching she was so fond of. The memories tore at him, and the now familiar grief moved heavy and bittersweet through his chest. Boots silent against the hardwood floor. The steps creaked as he started up them. On the landing at the top, dim light slanted in through the window at the end of the hall. The three-bedroom doors stood open. His feet whispered against the rug as he went to the first, where the boys slept. He reached for the knob with a gloved hand. The latch clicked when he closed it. He went to the girls' room next and stood in the doorway, hearing the soft purr of a child's snore. He lingered, regret echoing inside him despite his resolve, because he knew after tonight it would be lost. No time to dwell. He'd weighed his choices, made his decision. The only one he could. It was him or her. He'd chosen his life, his future. A dark curtain fell over his emotions, snuffing them out, and he pulled the door closed. The master bedroom was at the end of the hall, door open a few inches like it always was, so she could hear the children if they woke during the night. Stupid, fretful woman. Using his free hand, he pushed open the door the rest of the way. The silhouette of the bed beneath the window. Too dark to make out details, but he had an image of it in his head. Cheap, knotty pine, yellowed with age. Threadbare sheets that smelled of laundry detergent and sunshine and woman. He had an image of her, too. The way she looked up at him when he was inside her. The way she sighed when he came. The sound of her laughter when it was done. There was just enough.